Thank you, Ganesh, and dear listeners. After Vedam, it is time for bhajans. In fact, today the Vedam tutor that you heard was actually replayed. It was a rebroadcast session of what was first played on November 14th. And we had to do this because my colleague Ganesh, because of unexpected reasons, could not come now. And as an emergency measure, we just had the November 14th session of Vedam Tutor played for you. He will be there next week and will continue from where we left off in the previous week in the next Vedam Tutor session. And now it's time for bhajans, and the time in the studios now is 6:46. I am Team Resize Vishu, and without taking any more time, let's move on. Today we are going to learn a bhajan adoring our Lord as the Guru, as the Sadguru. And on Thursday, let us immerse ourselves ruminating on this divine master of our lives.
Let us offer our grateful and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please fill us with that strength and determination so that we can follow the path laid down by you and progress on our spiritual journey. With this prayer, let's begin to learn one more bhajan in this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And the first line of the bhajan we are going to learn today goes like this.
Jay Sai Gurudeva, Sai Gurudeva.
Yes, this is a bhajan adoring our Lord Bhagwan as the Sadguru, the Sai Sadguru. And this bhajan is in Hindi. It has 6 lines in all. As always, let us first become familiar with the lyrics, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the meaning. And in the end, we will also listen to what Bhagwan has said about bhajan singing. We will listen to 3 former students of Bhagwan's university who are members of the Prashanti Bhajan group. So that is coming up towards the end. For now, here are the lyrics to get started.
Jay Sai Guru Deva, Sai Guru Deva, Guru Seva Bina Nirvan Nahi. Jay Sai Guru Deva, Tum Hi Ho Mata Pita, Tum Hi Ho Sai Guru Deva, Satya Swarupa Rah Dikhao Sai Guru Deva, Guru Seva Bina Nirvan Nahi. Jay Sai Guru Deva.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's learn how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line with no musical accompaniments. He will sing it very slowly, and Anirudh will follow Ravi Kumar after every line. You too, please join Anirudh and follow this bhajan. You will get an idea how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham. Jay Sai Gurudeva, Sai Gurudeva.
Jay Sai Gurudeva, Sai Gurudeva.
Jay Sai Gurudeva, Gurudeva.
Jaya Sai Gurudeva. Sai Gurudeva.
Guru Seva Bina Nirvan Nahi Jaya. 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 Sai Gurudeva.
Jaya Sai Gurudeva. Sai Gurudeva.
Jaya Sai Gurudeva. Sai Gurudeva.
Tum hi ho mata pita, tum hi ho Sai Gurudeva.
Tum hi ho mata pita, tum hi ho Sai Gurudeva.
Tum hi ho mata pita, tum hi ho Sai Gurudeva.
Tum hi ho mata pita, tum hi ho Sai Gurudeva.
Satya Swarupa Rah Dikhao 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 Sai Gurudeva.
Guru Seva Bina Nirvan Nahi Jaya. 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 Sai Gurudeva.
Jaya Sai Gurudeva. Sai Gurudeva.
So that is how this bhajan flows, and you heard in the voice of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And now as we move on in this bhajan classroom, let's learn a little more about the composition behind this bhajan. And Anirudh is here with us in the studios to tell us about the raga and the swaras that make this bhajan. So please go on, Anirudh, please enlighten us about this composition.
Saram Vishu, this bhajan Jai Sai Gurudeva is a beautiful guru bhajan in this rag called Karaharapriya.
Karaharapriya.
Yeah, in Carnatic music.
Okay.
And its Hindustani equivalent is Kafi.
Okay.
This rag has a kind of similar feel to one more rag called Bhimpalas.
Okay.
Which I think we have done before in some session.
Yes.
So in this rag you have all the seven notes in the Arohana and the Avrohana. So the Arohana is
Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa Sa Ni Da Pa. Ma ga re sa.
So you have
sa re re shud.
Yeah.
Ga.
Ga is komal, minor ga.
Yeah. Ma pa dha.
Dha is shud.
Ni.
Ni is komal.
Sa. Sa ni da pa ma ga re sa re ni pa pa ni sa.
So this is Karahara Priya, and whereas in Bhimpalas, if you notice, it is a janyam of this raga. It is derived from Karahara Priya. So in Bhimpalas you have in the Arohana
sa ga ma pa ni sa. Sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa
is the Avarohana. In the Karahara Priya, you have all the all seven notes in the Arohana.
Yes.
Whereas in Abhiri, which is the Carnatic equivalent of Bhimpalas.
Yes.
You have only sa ga ma pa ni sa.
Yes.
And coming back, you have
sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa
in both the ragas.
So there is a possibility that people might think this bhajan belongs to Abhiri.
Yeah. Provided if you have that usage of
sa ga ma pa ni sa
in the bhajan.
Yes.
Bhajans like Mandara Maladara Jaya Jaya Govinda Narayana. All these bhajans may sound similar to this raga, Karahara Priya, but it is Abhiri.
Yes.
Because the notes while going up are Sagamapanisa.
Okay. Would you like to just give us a small demonstration of this raga, Anirudh?
Sure.
So let's go on with this bhajan, Anirudh. Please sing every line, and Arvind Sai is here. Let's follow the swaras for every line of this bhajan.
Yeah, we'll go with the first line.
Yeah.
Jaya Sai Gurudeva, Sai Gurudeva. Pani sa gari sari ni sa ri sa ni da pa ma da 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 ni sa ni da pa.
Pani sa gari sari ni sa ri sa ni da pa ma da 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 ni sa ni da pa.
Guru seva bina nirvan nahi jaya Sai Gurudeva.
So if you see the swaras for this line, you have a small deviation in the dha.
Okay.
Where komal dha comes in.
Ga sa ga 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 sa sa ga ma pa dha pa ga re 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 ga ma ga re sa.
Ga sa ga 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 sa sa ga ma pa dha pa ga re 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 ga ma ga re sa.
Tum hi ho mata pita, tum hi ho Sai Gurudeva. pa 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 ma pa ga ma dha 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 ni sa ni da pa
pa pa pa ma pa ga ma dha 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 ni sa ni da pa
satya swarupa raag dikhao Sai Guru Deva Sa sa ni sa ni pa ni re 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 ga ma ga ri sa
Sa sa ni sa ni pa ni re 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 ga ma ga ri sa
The last line of this bhajan is same as the second line.
Guru seva bina nirvan nahi jaya Sai Guru Deva.
And the swaras remain the same.
Okay, so that gives us some idea of the swaras that make this bhajan. And Anirudh, you were talking about this raga, Kharahara Priya. Are there any more bhajans in this raga?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, many bhajans have the same feel, but it's little tough to classify between Abheri, that is Bhimplas, and Karahara Priya, unless you go into the details of swaras.
Okay.
So, I think...
Jaya Jaya Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama, Dasharatha Nandana, Raja Rama.
This is a beautiful bhajan. And it is in Karahara Priya Raga.
Completely.
Yeah. And one more bhajan which comes to my mind is...
Radhika Jeevana Krishna Janardana.
This is also in Karahara
Both of them
Priya.
Are such melodious bhajans actually.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So can we go on and if you can explain to us the beat of the bhajan?
Yeah. The beat of this bhajan is regular 8 beat. And we have done the swaras in the metronome, 90 beats per minute.
Okay.
So the count goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Jaya Sai Guru Deva, Sai Guru Deva, Jaya Sai Guru Deva. Sai Guru Deva Guru Seva Bina Nirvan Nahi Jaya Sai Guru Deva
Guru Seva Bina Nirvan Nahi Jaya Sai Guru Deva
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Arvind Sai, for the demonstration on the Kanjira. And you, Anirudh, thank you so much for explaining to us the nuances of this composition.
Thank you, Vishu.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
So we now know the lyrics, the tune, the raga and tala. Let us now move on to the crucial aspect of bhava. The feeling with which we must render this bhajan. Baba has always emphasized that he looks for the feeling with which we offer him anything more than the technical details. And to develop the correct bhava, we must understand the meaning of what each word in this bhajan conveys. So let's begin with the first line.
Jaya Sai Guru Deva Sai Guru Deva
The first word is Jai, meaning may victory be too. The second word is Sai, and it appears once more in this line. Sai means the one who possesses Sakala Aishwarya, the master of all forms of wealth and prosperity, beauty and wisdom. Sa in Sai refers to divinity, to the colossus of all goodness. The third word is Gurudeva, which too appears twice in this line. It can be split into Guru and Deva. Guru means preceptor and Deva means God. Baba explains that in the word Guru, Gu means darkness and Ru means light. Guru is one who dispels the darkness of ignorance and confers the light of wisdom. Baba once said, God is in you, but like the woman who fears that her necklace has been stolen or lost, recognizes that she has it around her neck only when she comes in front of a mirror, man too recognizes that God is in him only when a guru reminds him of it. That is the role of the guru, such a significant, powerful role. And that is why Bhagwan on many occasions has stressed that God alone can be the guru, for he alone has the power of removing our ignorance. So in this line, Jai Sai Gurudeva, Sai Gurudeva, we proclaim victory to the Lord who in the form of Satya Sai is the supreme teacher for entire humanity. Let's move on to the next line.
गुरु सेवा बिना निर्वाण नहीं जय साई गुरुदेवा.
The first word here is guru, which we already discussed. The second word is seva, meaning service. On one occasion, Baba said, the seva attitude is most beneficial to the person rendering it as well as to others. Service is the best use to which one's body can be put. In fact, you are not doing service to others, you are doing it always to yourselves, to the God in you, to the God who is equally present in others. This is what Swami says. The third word is bina, meaning without. Fourth word is nirvana, meaning liberation. Fifth word is nahi, meaning no. So the phrase seva bina nirvana nahi means there is no liberation without service. During one of Swami's birthday celebrations a few decades ago, lakhs of devotees had come to Prashanti Nilayam. The ashram was not as equipped then as it is now to handle such large crowd, and so there were problems with water and sewage. On one occasion there was a major block and all the sewage water began to overflow from a particular drain. The only way the problem could be solved was by someone going down and clearing the muck that was there in the drainage system. But who would do it? Who would jump into that drain, into that dirty water? One Sevadal volunteer from Odisha, without a second thought, removed his shirt and straight dived in. He removed the dirt successfully, the muck that was blocking the drainage, and he came out, went straight for a bath, put on his dress and returned to his duty as if nothing had happened. After the birthday celebrations, Bhagwan was one day giving Pad Namaskar to all the Sevadal volunteers, the chance of touching his feet. Though nobody had physically informed Swami about the selfless act of this volunteer, that day as Swami was going along the rows giving Pad Namaskaram, when Swami came to this man, Swami picked him up, Swami blessed him and then openly declared to all, this man will not have another birth for what he has done. What a powerful reaffirmation from Bhagwan himself that any act of absolute selfless service will indeed grant liberation. The other phrase, Jai Sai Gurudeva, in this line is something we are already familiar with. So in this line, Guru Seva Bina Nirvana Nahi Jai Sai Gurudeva, we proclaim victory to Lord Sai who has taught us that service is the means for salvation in the present times. Let's move on to the third line.
Jai Sai Gurudeva, Sai Gurudeva.
This is a repeat of the first line where we pay obeisance to Lord Sai, the Supreme Master, Preceptor. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Tum hi ho mata pita, tum hi ho Sai Gurudeva.
The first word here is tumhi ho, meaning you are. It occurs once more in this line. The second word is mata, meaning mother. Pita, the third word, means father. So in this line, Tumhi ho Mata, Pita Tumhi ho, Sai Gurudeva. We hail the Lord as our mother, our father, our preceptor, our everything. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Satya Swarupa Raah Dikhao Sai Gurudeva.
The first word here is Satya, meaning true, and the second word is Swarupa, meaning embodiment. Baba once declared, I am Satyasya Satyam, the truth of all truths. Why does truth come on earth in human form? The answer, Baba says, is to plant in the heart of man the yearning for truth, to place man on the road to truth, to help man to reach truth. And how? By loving instruction and by giving him the final gift of illumination. That is what the embodiment of truth does when he puts on a human garb. No wonder the name he assumed is Satya Sai. People also interpret as Satya Sai, which means the one who reclines on truth. He is the basis of truth. The third word in this line is Raha, which means direction. The fourth word is Dikhao, meaning show. Many would know that the Paduka Puja used to be a regular ritual in Prashant Nilaya many decades ago, where many married couples would offer worship to the silver sandals of Bhagwan. Sometime in 98-99, after one such puja, Swami called a few research scholars for an interview, and after discussing many things, Swami asked, "So what is this Padu Puja?" One of the students in the interview room explained the concept and its associated rituals. Swami heard everything and then said, "No, no, no, that is not Paduka Puja. Walking in the steps of the Master is the real Paduka Puja. When God comes down in a human form, He leaves His footprints on the sands of time. To follow them pade pade at every step is true Paduka Puja. And that is what I want all of you to do." Bhagwan, like a Sadguru, demonstrated how every ritual has to be made spiritual. There's another beautiful incident from the childhood of Mrs. Gayatri Gupta, an alumnus from Bhagwan's Anandpur College. It was rather funny, but Swami's casual remarks in this incident carry a very deep and timeless meaning, which Mrs. Gayatri discovered much later on in her life. It was the year 1967. Swami told her mother one day in the darshan line, "I am coming to your house." And so her mother made all preparations to receive Swami. Her father called Gayatri, who was just 4 years old then, and said, "Until Swami comes and returns, you are not going to come in front of us. You have to be only in the backyard of the house." Now, he said this because Gayatri was known to be very naughty, and her father did not want any disturbance in the house that day. The little Gayatri heard what her father said and just nodded her head. But as usual, she had her own plans. While her family members stood at the entrance to receive Swami with a ceremonial welcome, she stealthily entered the room meant for Swami and sat behind the door, posing like a sage pretending to be in deep meditation. So this was an act. And Swami entered the room, sat down and looked at her but didn't speak. Gayatri would open her eyes off and on to see whether Swami was looking at her, because she was doing all this just to get his attention. And then she saw that Swami got up, he put his hands behind and he started walking from one end of the room to the other. Now imagine what Gayatri did. She too got up, her meditation done, and she kept following Swami by walking behind Swami, just like how Swami had put her hands behind him. She too put her little hands behind her and she followed Swami step by step. And she says this scene is still fresh in her memory, and this went on for 6 to 7 times. She was quietly following Swami, and then suddenly Swami stopped and Swami said, "What are you doing? Come here." Now Gayatri stopped all her antics and went to Swami. And now Swami asked her, "You want to follow my footsteps?" And she blindly replied, "Yes, Swami, I am following." But now, as she reminisces on Swami's statements about following his footsteps, she says it has a very symbolic meaning, which she began realizing many years later when she began to really follow his teachings in her life. At one point, she was faced with a very tough situation in her family where crores of rupees were involved and there was no mental peace. She and her husband realized that they had to choose between money and peace. So they wrote a letter to Bhagwan, and when she came to Prashanti, she prayed, "Swami, if you take my letter, it reveals that justice will win." Bhagwan indeed took her letter, and she felt that Swami was guiding her to come out of that predicament. She says that she didn't regret leaving crores of rupees behind because she and her husband felt closer to Swami and gained much peace of mind. Thus, to walk in the footsteps of the Master, we need courage, we need conviction, and of course the firm belief that He is always there, backing us all the time. So in this line, Satya Sarupa, Raah Dikhao, Sai Gurudeva, we offer ourselves to the One who is truth embodied in a human form, who teaches us the right path and also grants us the courage to walk it all our lives. Let's move on to the penultimate line.
गुरु सेवा बिना निर्वाण नहीं जय साई गुरु देवा.
This is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan where we extol the virtue of serving the Lord. During 1968, there was a cyclone in the state of Odisha, and this greatly affected the poor people there. They watched helplessly as their cattle, homes and possessions were swept away by the devastating current of wind and water. The Sevadal volunteers of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of Odisha were involved in relief activities, and one such group of volunteers reached the outskirts of a remote battered village with packets of food, medicine, clothes and blankets. As soon as they reached there, some villagers saw them and they came running. The volunteers now were dumbstruck, not knowing how to handle the situation. There is so much of a clamor for need for food. They didn't know whom to pacify, how to control that crowd and how to distribute peacefully. Moreover, the volunteers, they themselves were drenched and they were exhausted. And even as they were thinking how to come out of this situation, suddenly a young girl came there. And she started pacifying the villagers. She told them sweetly the need to be patient and disciplined. She advised them to allow the volunteers to carry out their duties. She was so good, she effectively enabled the volunteers to reach those with the most urgent needs first, and she facilitated them in organizing the entire rescue mission. When the villagers became impatient, she spoke kind word and also lent a helping hand in the distribution of food packets and medicines. Throughout the day, she led the volunteers through the muddy and flooded roads to every nook and corner where there was a need. She never looked tired. Her face radiated with gratitude and loving kindness. After the team finished their work and sat down for some rest, one of the volunteers just recollected that while the girl had taken them to all the needy people and helped them distribute food and medicine, she herself had not taken any food. So they asked her why she had not taken any food or clothes for herself. And hesitatingly, the girl said that her guru had taught her that duty towards others should be the primary concern, and when that duty is fulfilled, when that duty is done, the guru himself will take care of her needs. Hearing these words from such a small girl who herself was staying in such pitiable conditions, the volunteers did not know how to react. They had tears in their eyes. They asked her, "Tell us, who is your guru? How did you meet him and where is he?" And the girl then said, "I have not met or even seen my guru personally, but I have his photo given to me by my teacher who stays in the nearby town." The volunteers became curious and they asked her the name of her guru. And then the young girl said, "His name is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I am a Balvika student, she added in a voice that was soaked in reverence and pride. That is what a Sadguru can do. That is how touching and transforming service can be. It can really, truly liberate us. And that is what is conveyed in this line, Guru Seva Bina Nirvana Nahi Jai Sai Gurudeva. Let us picture in our minds that beautiful form of the Divine Master Sai Sadguru, who spent every moment of his earthly sojourn only thinking about others. Let us resolve to follow in his footsteps and sanctify our lives. With that, we probably got some understanding of the meaning of every word of this bhajan. And now, let me play for you the Mandir version of this bhajan. Please join the students of Bhagwan's University as you hear them singing this bhajan in the Prashant Nilam Mandir.
Jay Sai Guru Deva, Sai Guru Deva.
Nirvana Sai Guru Deva. Tumi ho Mata Pita, Tumi ho Sai Guru Deva. Swarupa Radhika O Sai Guru Deva Deva Bina Nirvan Nahi Jaya Sai Guru Deva Sai Guru Deva Jaya Sai Guru Deva Sai Guru Deva.
And now in the last part of this program, here is an excerpt of a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. Three former students, Ravi Kumar, Amay and Siddhartha, spoke during this presentation.
The other thing that Swami always used to say and used to be very, very strong about was no overt appreciation for someone else's singing during bhajan. We are not doing kacheri performance over there. The moment someone gives one terrific touch, you know, kya baat, kya baat, kya baat. No, and this is what happens, isn't it? Someone else gives a beautiful touch, you know, and Ravi Bhaiya gives a touch, everybody kya. That is a moment where we are getting lost in music and not getting lost in God. And we are there to get lost in God. Okay, in fact, if you do get lost in God, no, you'll have only tears in our eyes, isn't it? So Swami used to be often very critical about this overt appreciation of someone else's. Even while that happened, Swami also used to encourage himself. After the bhajan, he will not appreciate you during the bhajan, but later on he will come and say, Chala baga padayaru. See, so that should not, it should not stop us from encouraging others. There may be a young singer who has just joined us. So we may not appreciate him during the bhajans by saying, Kya baat hai, wow, beautifully you sang. But after bhajans, silently you can go and pat on his back probably. And say that your bhajan was nice. It gives that encouragement. And Swami used to give that encouragement. But not during bhajans. That should happen after, that could happen after the bhajans. So that is another point of discipline. Don't get too lost in the musical genius of someone else. The other very, very important two words that Swami used to often say is samayam and sandarbham. Whenever we choose bhajans, we should see the samayam and sandarbham. Samayam is time and sandarbham is circumstance. And so when we are choosing bhajans, we should keep these two in mind. I am reminded of one very interesting incident that Bhaiya told us.
There was this birthday function of Swami. 23rd morning, we were all singing bhajans there in front of Swami. And one particular birthday, I sang this bhajan. Tere janam din me sai, tujhe koti pranam karenge. And Swami had swayed very nicely and the bhajan had gone well. And so I was very satisfied. Next birthday, 1 year later, same 23rd morning, very encouraged by what had happened the previous year, I told the Harman, I'm going to sing this, and I started, Tujhe koti pranam karenge, and the bhajan was going on, and Swami was not swaying like he had in the previous year. In fact, his face was turning into a little frown. And then I was wondering, what's happening? And then by the time I reached the line,
Tere janam din me sai, aaye bichhde behen bhai.
Then Swami said, this is it. He said, stop. And he said, stop. And I was stunned. I stopped. Then he said, sing something fast. And I went on to some Namavali bhajan. But I had to stop the bhajan in the middle. Why? It was a birthday morning. That particular birthday, there were scores of devotees who would come from all over the world. That particular birthday morning, there were thousands of devotees who had specially come in from Andhra. From rural Andhra Pradesh. They formed a big, and I sing a Hindi bhajan which they have no clue what is the meaning of that bhajan. You know, the whole vibration of the function is pulled down because of this. Because they are not able to participate. Thousands are not able to understand what's happening.
And that was a small clip of the presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop held in Vrindavan in June 2013. And with that, we've reached the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed it and also probably found it insightful and useful. Please do take a few minutes off and send us your feedback for this program. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. The background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With love and gratitude, we offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan.
So with that, it's time to conclude this segment of Thursday Live from the studios of Radio Sai. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and my colleagues Prem and Sai Prakash, along with our Professor G. Venkatraman, are waiting to take over for our next segment, Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasanam, the program based on Bhagwan's discourses. So enjoy Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasanam, and I will be back after 1 hour at 8:30 for yet another episode of Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. And today, we are going to go behind the scenes of one beautiful presentation that was made during Bhagwan's 88th birthday celebrations, the International Sai Symphony Orchestra. We are going to listen to how this program came about, how different people from so many continents, distinguished musicians from Russia to Italy to Germany to America, came together to make this musical offering to Bhagwan. And what is it that they are taking in their hearts as they leave after participating in Bhagwan's birthday celebrations? You're going to listen to pieces of this beautiful concert and their experiences, their reflections, their reminiscences. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasanam. Keep listening. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.